Hey, folks, it's Michael Shell. You may remember, just over a year ago, Rob Hatchmiller was starting work on this documentary about soul music legend Syl Johnson, and he was raising money, I think, with Kickstarter, and we had him on the program, and I know that some of you listening helped out. And just last week, the movie was finally playing in Montclair at the Montclair Film Festival here in New Jersey, so we had Rob just to kind of promote that screening of the movie. So you can't see it. It's not out. It's not on DVD, but it's something to keep your eyes peeled for. And I thought it was an interesting conversation. He's a nice guy. He used to be a DJ at WFMU. Good taste in music. And he's made what everyone says is an amazing movie. So this is not that long. It's just a little short talk about the movie, about the complex character that Syl Johnson is. And that's it. As usual, thanks for listening. Keep your eyes at wfmu.org/Michael for the list of upcoming guests. And that's it. Here it is, Rob Hatchmiller and me talking about his Syl Johnson documentary, Any Way the Wind Blows.
So if we go into business together, we'll have a love that's strong.
All right, there are a couple songs from Syl Johnson, and that leads us very nicely into talking to Rob Hatchmiller. Rob, good morning, and welcome back to the program. You were on a couple years ago, really, I think, when you were just trying to raise a little money to make this movie. It's finally out, and everyone who I've talked to who has seen it already loves it. It's playing tonight at the Montclair Film Festival. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm doing very well. Enjoying your show, as always.
Yeah, that's great. Information about the movie at syljohnsonmovie.com. Now, I watched the trailer this morning, and I've watched the trailer about 10 times so far. In it, his ex-wife says he's a very hurt man. That's what she says. And I think, I'm going to guess, and I want you to put the pieces together for us, this is sort of why this guy, Syl Johnson, made a good subject for a documentary. Is that right?
Yeah, he's complex, to say the least. You know, he's sort of like a thorny genius, and he's a very funny guy, and he has a huge story of sort of a rise and fall and rise again that is fairly unprecedented in the music world.
I mean, he's a guy who recorded for a bunch of different labels, made some great records. He didn't have any. He didn't have any pop hits, anything on the real, you know, Hot 100 charts. But he made a lot of R&B charting records. I mean, it's not like he had a terrible career. You still there? Oh, what was that? One clicking noise, and it's all over. All right. I'm not fazed by this. Anyways, tonight Montclair Film Festival at the Claridge Theater. Hold on, I'll put you back on the air. I don't know what happened, but there was a click and you were gone. So anyways, so he's an interesting guy to say the least. So did he, I mean, so to me, he had a pretty good ride, nothing to ruin your life about.
No, but he, you know, what's interesting about him is I think when you get as close as he did to a true stardom, it can be very frustrating because he was... You know, he was really right there next to Al Green at High Records, and he was actually the first artist that High Records tried to sign when Willie Mitchell took it over and turned it from a country label to a soul and sort of more of a African-American-focused record label. And Syl, as you'll see in the movie, missed that opportunity, and as we all know, Al Green became a huge superstar. And I think in Syl's mind, you know, if he had taken that contract with High Records, he could have been more on that level. And he, you know, he holds that resentment with him to this day.
So it's kind of haunted him. Yeah, I mean, there was definitely this High Records sound that was coming out of that studio at that time. And all the records sound very similar. They all have the same feel, the same band, the same songwriting team in some cases. And a lot of those Syl Johnson records on High sound a lot, almost exactly like Al Green records. So I could see that you could just, it's a little frustrating that his became hits and Syl Johnson's didn't really. So how many hours of following this guy around did you shoot to make the movie?
We've probably spent about 100 hours of footage with Syl and about 100 hours of interviews with other people.
Yeah, tell us some of the famous folks you interviewed.
People in the movie include Otis Clay, another High Records artist who sadly passed away earlier this year. We've got RZA, the leader of the Wu-Tang Clan, who is one of many hip-hop artists who sampled Cell Johnson. That's sort of the third act of Cell's life, is he kind of gets famous again as a guy who is sampled by everyone in hip-hop starting in the early 80s, and kind of use that to relaunch himself almost as a outlandish, bigger-than-life character who sued everybody who ever sampled him and didn't pay him, and to sort of get revenge for his lack of success in the 70s.
Did he make more money from the sampling revenue than everything else combined?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's very, I mean, that is a unique third act, although there is, it seems to be an in-between act where he tries to open a fried fish restaurant, or he does, right?
He does, yeah. That was sort of what he did when he left music. He was fairly successful for about 5 years with a chain of fried fish restaurants in and around Chicago, but I think he opened too many restaurants, and it was just too much for him to manage on his own, and they went out of business.
But no shame in running a restaurant. I mean, that's perfectly... So one of the things I've noticed as technology has changed, really, there's been a lot more music documentaries. It seems like, I mean... Just when you think we are at the tipping point, we're not. There's more the next year and more the next year. And sometimes I think that objectivity is lost in some of these because people are fans. They're not necessarily professional filmmakers. I think you have more of a background in that. And maybe they make compromises to get their star to agree to be in the movie. They have to sort of say you can have final cut, or you can object to whatever you don't like. And usually these are... You know, the reason these people are interesting is because they're slightly eccentric, to say the least. So did you have problems yourself being objective and keeping this movie objective?
No, not at all. You know, Cell was an open book and was really happy to just have his story told. And he'll be the first to, admit to a lot of, not so great things that he did, although he doesn't necessarily think that they were not great things. He's just honest about it and maybe has a different perspective on it. But, I think one of the strengths of this film is that it's not just a hagiography kind of a, we're not just celebrating or promoting this guy. The movie's made from a place of a lot of love for him and his music, but it's also a very honest portrayal of somebody who has a lot of anger and resentment and, had a hard time even appreciating... getting nominated for a Grammy finally, which happened while we were filming with him. So, it's about complex subject, and maybe like the Ginger Baker documentary is sort of the closest parallel of, a story about a great artist who is a little feisty, and the movie really, embraces that.
And is he happy with the final product?
Mostly, yeah. He came to two festivals and saw it at two festivals, loved it, had some minor complaints. He didn't love that his ex-wife was in it and saying, things about their marriage. Since then, I think he's had some time to simmer and get mad about more things. But he's mostly pleased with it. He's really appreciated, the audience responses. He saw the film with sold-out audiences in New York and in Memphis, and... we won audience awards for best documentary at the Indie Memphis Film Festival and the San Francisco Independent Film Festival. He was really happy that we won the Grand Jury Prize for best music documentary at the Nashville Film Festival a couple of weeks ago, previously given to the LeVon Helm and Glenn Campbell documentaries. So, he appreciates the acclaim, and I think he is happy to have his music and his story out there once again.
Yeah. Is it going to be on DVD or release? Have you signed a deal for that stuff?
It's a big challenge. Like you said, there's a lot of music documentaries right now. So it's a competitive marketplace, but we're still, we're still seeking distribution. I'm confident we will find it eventually, but we don't have a anything, any news we can share at this point?
Well, it takes a long time. It took the WFMU documentary, I think, over a year of the festivals and stuff. But you've won a lot of awards. Somebody will pick this movie up because it's got just such a fantastic buzz. Folks can visit SylJohnsonMovie.com. And like I said, tonight at the Montclair Film Festival at 6:15, it's important that you know that it's an early, which is great because then you go out and go to one of the millions of restaurants in Montclair. It's at the Claridge, right on Bloomfield Avenue, easy to get to. There's a train that's fairly you could walk from. Montclair Film Festival is awesome. It is just there, and there's so many films. It's just packed. In fact, if you wanted to, you'd go see another movie after this one because it's so early. And I met the guy who runs the festival this week. Nice guy, and just a all around good vibe there. It screened Thursday night as well, at part of the film festival, right?
Yeah, we had a good turnout on Thursday night. Some friendly faces from the WFMU world were there, and we're hoping for even better turnout today. I think people will really like the movie. It's a lot of fun. It's really funny. You get big laughs seeing it with an audience, and it's a beautiful day to drive over to Montclair.
Yes, and the music is obviously fantastic. So there's always just the great music, if nothing else. Rob's archives of your years, a couple years of shows, are over at WFMU.org somewhere.
Just search for Hatch.
And you didn't like to be called Rob when you were Hatch, but now you've outed yourself as Rob.
Yeah. That's my DJ name.
Yes.
Still is, I guess.
I guess it is.
But I'm speaking to you as a filmmaker today, Michael.
Very quickly, what is next filmmaking-wise?
You know, I don't have a long-term project started. I do a lot of short-term things, music videos, online comedy stuff. No documentaries planned, but there will be one eventually. Okay. God knows what it is.
All right, we'll keep our ears to the ground. Rob Hatchmiller is the director of Any Way the Wind Blows. He's playing tonight, Montclair Film Festival at the Claridge, 6:15 p.m., SylJohnsonMovie.com. For information, watch the trailer, get yourself in the mood. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Michael. Have a good day.
All right,
thanks
talk
for
to
having
you
me soon. On your show.
Pleasure. Syl Johnson. And if you're not really familiar with this stuff, it's really all over the map. There's some really funky stuff and some really sweet stuff and stuff that's kind of sounds great and some that sounds a little rawer, more raunchy. Anyway, it's there's lots of stuff. He went through lots and lots of periods. Thanks again to Rob Hatch. Don't forget, tonight, Montclair Film Festival at the Claridge.